The Continental Divide Trail is a hiking path that runs from Canada to Mexico along the Great Divide. It's more than 3,000 miles long, and only a handful of people hike the whole thing in a single year. Mark Couplin of Cheyenne is one of them. He and his hiking partner finished the trail a few weeks ago and joined Wyoming Public Radio's Willow Belden to talk about the trip. He says his first long-distance hike was the Appalachian Trail, which he did 12 years ago.
Most people who hike these trails will all tell you they're in a transitional state, and I was kind of in the same between jobs and a girlfriend left and that kind of thing. And what better thing to do than to go out in the woods and, you know, enjoy. So
that was your first
hike? So I hiked that. And then 2 years ago, I hiked the Pacific Crest Trail, and I just loved it. And I remember how hard it was to reintegrate after the AT. So now I'm kind of thinking, I'm just going to keep hiking.
Reintegrate, as in go back into the real world.
Yeah, into society and all that. It's not hiking is so much easier. So
much easier. I bet a lot of listeners are going to wonder about that. I mean, doing these trails where you're hiking for thousands of miles doesn't sound easy.
No, I guess, I don't know, it's a matter of perspective. Some might even think it's crazy, but I think crazy is working the same job for 30 years. And for me, that's, you know, it's never been my my thing. And the other thing is when you're in the woods, it's the only thing, it comes down to basic necessities. You know, you got your water, your food, and your clothing, and that's it. There's no stress, and I get migraine aura attacks, and out in the woods, it never happens. As soon as I get back into society, I get all kinds of all my maladies and ailments back. So
you should keep hiking for health reasons.
Yeah, for health reasons.
Okay, so what was the scariest moment on the trail?
The scariest moment on the trail. The late snow in Colorado forced us to do a bunch of post-holing and walking above tree line. And
post-holing is when you're walking through snow, but you don't have snowshoes, so you just sink in.
Right, and all suddenly, and the thing about it is, it's if you expect it, you can kind of deal with it. You fall to your thigh or waist, and you can get out. But the problem with the snow in Colorado is one step will give way, and the next one's solid. So it's a constant guessing game. And after 8, 9, 10 hours of doing that, you're done with doing that. So we took an alternate to try to cut off, called the Creed Cutoff through the San Juans. We basically were following this river, and we kept having to ford it because it was narrow on the sides. And we got to the point where the ford was becoming too much flow going. And so we were going to end up at the bottom of that, wherever that fed into. So we had to basically bushwhack up the mountains. And the problem is, in this section of the San Juans, is the pine beetle kill is so dense. There's so many blowdowns, and it was the only time I've actually been afraid in the woods, pretty much.
Afraid because you weren't sure you were going to get out of where you were?
Yeah, because it was just the water, the fording was too much, so that was no longer an option. And to go back, we could have gone back, but it would have been going back up over the San Juan and the icy passes and snow, and it was just, it was the first time I actually kind of felt a little, not at ease in the woods. It was the only time, really. Maybe that and the first time I ever hiked, but the other problem with this trail, and I wanted to say a low light for this one, would have been the 2 weeks of, quote-unquote biblical flooding in Colorado. It's one thing to, be inside your house, and yeah, it's a little rain outside, but, unless, of course, your house floats away, unfortunately for a lot of those good people. But in a tarp, I was building levees and ditches and underneath my tarp to, basically make the water go away and divert it. So that was not fun, being wet every day.
So did everything you own get wet during that
period
of time?
Right. And a lot of these gear people, they'll tell you about, waterproof this and breathable. And after, just 2 days in biblical rains, it doesn't matter what it is. Everything you own is getting wet.
How do you prepare for a hike like this? Or how do you train for it?
I tend to cut down my beer usage just a little bit. I bike everywhere. I've integrated. I'm a firm believer in integrating, exercise into my daily routine. So I'm never going to work on my upper arm strength and go to the gym because I never need to go. I don't need that. The only thing I really need is my legs and cardio. So I just kind of work. I don't really train that much, honestly. There's two school of thoughts on that. A lot of people don't think it matters what you do because after 2 weeks on the trail, you're going to already be trained to do it. Or there's those people who are out there every day at 5 in the morning running and getting ready for it. And so I'm part of the former school. I just kind of, whatever, I figure out.
Train as you go.
Yeah, train as I go. Yeah.
So now how do you make this work, this hiking habit of yours? How do you make this work with having a job?
I kind of look at it as retiring every year. Whatever I can do in the 6 months in between hiking season. Right now I'm working online. There's a website called Mechanical Turk. I just do little electronic hits for, you know, 2 cents each, and click worker. I do content writing and just regular writing and blogging. There's a lot of ways to make money without having to have a real job, I think.
So overall, what was your favorite part about the trail?
Overall, not working. No, that's not that simple. It's like crack cocaine to me or something. When you're out there, it's a euphoria that it's hard to explain until you're actually just out there. And there's a comfort zone. The first 2 weeks when you're still getting your trail legs and there's all these difficulties, you're still, you know, dialing in how many calories and food you're going to need and all that. And once you got all that logistics and all you're doing is just walking and your mind is completely unfettered, there's not a single boss or any obligation to think about. And just when you're in that moment, you're free.
All right. Well, Mark, thank you so much.
Well, thank you. Willow, thank you very much.
That was Wyoming Public Radio's Willow Belden talking with Mark Kuplin, who finished hiking the Continental Divide Trail a few weeks ago.